We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. We're so glad that you are here. In our call to worship, we're in Ephesians chapter 4, and I want to read verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. You know, it takes love to forbear, to get along with each other. That idea of forbearing is, you know, letting love cover the multitude of sins. The word love there is the word agape, and that means it's centered in God's love, it's sanctified love. And the Bible tells us here that we're to act with lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, in other words, going the extra mile, forbearing one another in love. In love. We have to set aside our own, many times, our own purposes, our own plans. Sometimes actions of love mean that we have to go outside of our comfort zone. Amen? We have to do things that we really don't want to do. Some people struggle with that because they look only inside, you know. But we've got to learn to look outside. We've got to be willing to change our plans for others. If we have the mentality, well, I'm not changing my plans for anybody, well, God has a way of doing that for you. He'll help you in that category if you're struggling. He can change your plans immediately. He can send along a little something that will put you in a hospital. God would never do that. God's done a lot of things. God allowed Job to be covered from the sole of his foot to the top of his head with boils. All right? Don't ever forget that. Paul had a thorn in the flesh. He asked God to take it away 3 times, and God said, "My grace is sufficient for you." In love encapsulates how we're to live our life before others. And that means we esteem others higher than ourselves. It means that we're willing to change our plans if it means to help somebody else, to be able to move ahead or be able to do something. In love encapsulates the spirit and attitude of how heaven works. And by the way, when we pray, how are we to pray? We're to pray, Lord, your will be done on earth even as it is in heaven. And so may God help us to have that spirit and attitude of sanctified love as we serve the Lord.